It's the Blue Pig Pigskin Plate recipe for the week, and it's one that it speaks to my heart because it has bacon in it. We're at the Blue Pig in Cookeville on the historic west side with Kent Birdwell. And what is this? All I saw was bacon. So what are we making with bacon?
Well, the other great ingredient is a good IPA with the bacon. But we're making like a bacon IPA dip. It's a good snack dip for ball games. And so that's what I'm going to share with everyone today.
Okay, so what are we going to dip in this? Is it for chips, pita chips, just kind of anything?
Anything really. So yeah, I would say chips, and I would say I love getting like sliced French bread and toasting it like a crostini and just dipping it in, and it's just going to be just a good comfort. Especially, you know, we're getting that season now. It's November, it's a little dreary, and it's a little...
Cold weather's going to be here, so we need to bulk up to stay warm.
Right, and have some good old comfort food. So this is one thing that we can add to have happiness in our bellies.
And you can't go wrong with bacon. It's a bacon IPA dip, so where do we get started, Kent?
Well, first you need a food processor, and that's what I have over here. And I've had to pre-make some of this, so I wanted to share with you what we've put in this and how you process this. It's an easy recipe.
Okay.
And what I have here, I got, you know, just about 16 ounces of cream cheese.
Softened, room temperature?
Yeah, about room temperature, softened, and then a half cup of sour cream. And then over here, we got some mozzarella cheese, about 5 ounces that's shredded. We also have our spices. So I've blended about, let's say, a half teaspoon of smoked paprika. Then you have a little half teaspoon of salt, half teaspoon of chili powder, and then a teaspoon of garlic powder. And then you want about, with this, when you put it in the blender, you want about 2 tablespoons of cornstarch in this as well.
Just to help thicken it up.
And then, you know, and then we cannot forget the IPA. So I would add about half cup, 3/4 cup of IPA.
So drink half the bottle, pour the other half bottle in.
Yeah, exactly. So we get the food processor, and we're going to process this on high for about 5 minutes.
Till everything is well incorporated. So that's where we've gotten to at this point.
Yes, that's where we've gotten to now. So before all this, I also fixed bacon. I got 8 slices of thick cut, nice bacon.
Did you cook that in an iron skillet?
No, this time I cooked it in the oven.
Okay.
That would work great as well. nothing like a cast iron skillet, that's for sure. So we have here, we have chopped bacon that we've cooked, about 8 slices. And then you want to save about 2 tablespoons as a little garnish. So
just of bacon, not of bacon grease.
Yeah, just for the bacon, not the bacon grease. So now that we have our processed dip, we're going to stir in this bacon.
Because we want that part to stay chunky. We don't want it smooth.
No, we want it nice and chunky. So we're gonna fold this in here.
Okay.
And then, and I forgot to mention this, we have an oven that's going about 350 degrees. So have that going. You might want to set it earlier. Because you want to bake this. After we've mixed this, you want to bake this in the oven for about 15, 20 minutes.
Okay, and do we put anything on top of it when we bake it, or just everything's...
Well, and that's what the side of the garnish is for this bacon. You top it, put. So you need, also, you need an oven-safe bowl, obviously.
Obviously.
So now, after we have this cream cheese dip, and we have the bacon in, and we garnish it with that leftover bacon, and you put it in the oven-safe bowl, and you pop it in the oven for about... 15, 20 minutes at 350, and you don't want to bake it hard. It's cooked, so you just want it warm throughout, and then when it's ready, you get the bread and the pita chips ready, and you just dip, and you just enjoy the Vols win a good game here today against Charlotte, right?
That sounds like a plan. It's a bacon IPA dip, and if you want to hear this recipe again so you can get all of the specifics on the ingredients, you can find it over on the Podcast Center at 1069kickscountry.com.